Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Bonacquisti.
Deschutes County Commissioners are hopeful spending bills approved in the 2024 legislative session will benefit our area. They recently heard from the county's lobbyist, Doug Riggs, who says two bills provide funding for housing infrastructure.
Among the 39 projects that they funded were projects in Redmond, in Madras, in Prineville, and Culver, not all in Deschutes County, obviously. But each of those communities provides housing for people working in Deschutes County.
He says the $2.5 million going to Redmond is enough to advance North Point Vista. And the $1.3 million for Culver will finally allow that small city to bring sewer to a 170-unit development. Riggs says lawmakers made sure money was spent only on projects that would move forward.
All of these are already inside the UGB. They've almost all gone through the land use process. You've got fixed estimates for the cost.
In addition to housing, Deschutes County Stabilization Center also received a $1.5 million allocation from the legislature.
Central Oregon Community College hosts an open house this week at its Madras campus to provide the public with its first look at the final design of its expansion project. Campus Director Jeremy Green says it should answer a lot of questions.
What are the COCC students going to experience when they walk into this facility as a health career specific training site for nursing assisting, and medical assisting?
Parents will also get to see renderings of the new child care facility designed in cooperation with a third-party operator.
The Children's Learning Center is our partner, and they have existed for the last several years with a three-year-long wait list. With the addition of 100 child care slots, they're going to be able to really meet the broader need within the community.
Green says it means some kids could start preschool at COCC Madras and later return to earn their degree. The open house is Thursday from 4 to 5:30. Poverty in Oregon is at an all-time high, according to researchers, and it has a deep impact on school children.
We are in crisis.
Susanna Morgan is president of the Oregon Food Bank.
This is the worst that hunger has ever been. Last year, we saw a 14% increase in the number of visits to food assistance sites. We met that need by distributing over 87 million meals.
She says they see the increased need in every corner of the state. Dr. Athika Khurana is a professor of prevention science and counseling psychology at the University of Oregon's Balmer Institute. Her research focuses on how children are affected by poverty.
It impacts young children's brain development, especially in regions of the brain that are related to learning, impulse control, self-control.
She says those issues then show up in school as an inability to perform well, which leads to a higher number of dropouts among low-income students.
Oregon Congresswoman Andrea Salinas says she's concerned about a proposed rate hike by Portland General Electric.
I think the last rate increase was like 17% last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking for another, 7 or 8%? That's really high on top of what ratepayers have already been hit with.
During a recent meeting with small town mayors, Salinas said she talked with PGE, which plans to offer financial assistance. But Mayor of Hubbard, Charles Rascal, says it's just one in a string of increases. He also expects to see garbage rates rise this year, as well as fees for city services.
If you just can continue to apply pressure where you can to see where costs can at least be kept down.
Yeah.
I am hearing it from a lot of constituents right now that it is very difficult for them to make bills or just make ends meet.
The mayor of Lafayette told Salinas she is scheduled to meet with PGE's CEO and will hand deliver a stack of letters from local communities opposed to the rate hike.
The Deschutes Public Library has another new board member. Betsy Tucker of Bend was appointed to Zone 4 by a unanimous vote of the other members. She'll be sworn in on the 10th to fill the vacancy created when Ray Mayo resigned in mid-March. Tucker serves on the library's budget committee and foundation board and has a background in finance. Redmond's Aaron Trimble was appointed to the Zone 1 position last month.
High school juniors and seniors can get an inside look at law enforcement during the FBI's Teen Academy in Portland this summer. Community outreach specialist Renee Bailey says it's a unique opportunity.
The teens are able to participate in different activities that are hands-on with forensics. They get to do fitness. They get to hear from our special agents, intelligence analysts, and professional staff about their careers.
They'll learn about case studies, investigative techniques, crime prevention, and evidence gathering. Bella Crapo attended the academy in 2016 and was hired by the FBI in 2021. She had been interested in law enforcement since middle school.
I think having this actual interaction with personnel that you don't normally get to talk to and hear from, like you do in the teen academy, is a huge, huge opportunity and advantage to get to see what it's actually like.
They're looking for students from across Oregon. The academy is held in Portland from July 15th through the 18th. Applications are on the FBI Portland's website and are due by April 26th.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office warns a scam is taking advantage of drivers on freeway on-ramps. People selling jewelry claim to need money for gas to get home, but the jewelry is fake. In some cases, the scammers get aggressive with their demands for cash. The Sheriff's Office wants to hear from anyone who fell victim to the scam.
Listen to the morning news, sports, and guest interviews anytime, anywhere. Just press the news button on the KBND app.